أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قال يا قوم أرهطي أعز عليكم من الله واتخذتموه وراءكم ظهريا إن ربي بما تعملون محيط ويا قوم اعملوا على مكانتكم إني عامل سوف تعلمون من يأتيه عذاب يخزيه ومن هو كاذب وارتقبوا إني معكم رقيب صدق الله العظيم. الله تبارك وتعالى continues with the speech, the dialogue between Sayyidina Shu'aib alayhi salatu wassalam and his people. The people said that Shu'aib, we would have stoned you to death if it was not for your family, if it was not for your tribe. Sayyidina Shu'aib alayhi salatu wassalam's response to them, Ya Qawm, O my people, Arahti a'azzu alaykum min Allah. Is my family, my tribe more honorable or are they greater in your eyes than Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala? I've been inviting you to one Allah, that Allah who is most powerful, that Allah that has power over all things, fa'al lima yurid. He does whatever he so desires. Everything is in his full control. Everything is in his full power. I've come from Allah, I've come as a messenger of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, yet you do not look beyond the people of this world. And this is a lesson that all of us need to learn at all times. The crisis in the ummah at this time also, and all other times, we need to put our yaqeen, our tawakkul, our trust in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. The questions that are often asked, why is such and such a country not joining to defend the people of Palestine? Why are certain groupings not coming in? All those questions may be legitimate at another time. But at this particular time, our trust, our yaqeen should be in the qudrat of Allah, in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala himself. وَاتَّخَذْتُمُوهُ وَرَاءَكُمْ ظِهْرِيًّا. This is Khatibul Anbiya. This is the orator of the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam speaking. And look at the manner in which he speaks and he analyzes the spiritual malady, the spiritual illness of his people. وَاتَّخَذْتُمُوهُ. You people have thrown Allah Ta'ala وَرَاءَكُمْ ظِهْرِيًّا. Behind yourselves, behind your back. In other words, you have totally forgotten Allah. You have put Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala behind you and you want to be in front of Allah, and you have taken humans and the reasoning of yours that because of my tribe you are not going to harm me or you are not going to assassinate me. You have forgotten Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala totally. Inna Rabbi bima ta'maluna muhit. Certainly Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has encompassed whatever you do. Allah has full control. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has full knowledge. So whatever you are doing, the motives that you are doing it, the reasoning and the rationale, all of that is in the full knowledge of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Ya qawmi amalu ala makanatikum inni amil. O my people, you practice. Now makanatikum means upon your place. In other words, whatever you are doing, you carry on doing. This is the last discussion that he has with his people. Time has passed, they have not brought iman, they carried on and continued to create difficulties in his life. They brought about different obstacles in the life of Sayyidina Shu'aib alayhi salatu wassalam. So wherever you are, whatever you are doing, carry on doing. Inni amil, I will also carry on my practices, I will carry on my deen. The difference is, my practice and my deen has come from Allah. Whatever you do has come from your forefathers and whenever else. Sawfa ta'lamun, in the very near future you will come to know. What would you come to know? Man ya'tihi azabun yukhzi. to whom the azab, that is the azab of Allah Ta'ala, that will come upon him, yukhzihi, that will totally humiliate him. That will be the azab of Allah Rabbul Izzat. It will bring about a great deal of humiliation in this world and of course in the hereafter. وَمَنْ هُوَ كَاذِبُ. And you will also come to know who is the liar. You have said a lot of things. I have brought this message from Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala with love, with kindness. I had brought about this da'wat of Allah, this message of Allah. I have conveyed to you. Now the time will come, there on the day of Qiyamah, we will see who is a liar and who has spoken the truth. وَارْتَقِبُوا إِنِّي مَعَكُمْ رَقِيبُ. And you also watch, be very watchful. You see, anticipate, wait and see what happens. I will also watch, I will also anticipate, and I will also see whatever happens. And in this way, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala terminates the discussion between Sayyidina Shu'ayb alayhi salatu wassalam and his people. But in all this, the one important lesson we learn is the tolerance of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam. That they went on and on inviting the people towards Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. One aspect with regards to Sayyidina Shu'ayb alayhi salatu wassalam is that it comes in certain narrations that he would cry to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala to such an extent that he had become blind. When he had become blind, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala in one narration asked him directly, another, Allah Ta'ala sent Jibreel alayhi salam that Shu'ayb, why do you cry so much? Is it in your enthusiasm of Jannah or is it your fear of the fire of Jahannam? Sayyidina Shu'ayb alayhi salatu wassalam's response was, my cry is because of the fear that I meet you, the day I meet you. In other words, the day of Qiyamah. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala then pacified this Nabi of Allah, and Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala from him shows us the very, very important lesson that Anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam had these concerns about what condition are we going to meet. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, may Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahu wa bihamdik, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.